Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm a flag-waving, patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You know, we're all aware that Adam, not worth a shiff, is currently engaged in a completely bogus and partisan impeachment inquiry. Rep. Devin Nunes, the ranking member on the House Intelligence, or rather, not-so-intelligence committee, has rightfully blasted this inquiry as an excuse for the Democrats to fulfill their Watergate fantasies. And, you know, he summed it up perfectly this week as part of his introductory speech, and we'll kind of let you hear directly from him. He did such a great job of it. Let's just let him share with you what he had to say about it.
Today, and for most of next week, we will continue engaging in the Democrats' day-long TV spectacles instead of solving the problems we were all sent to Washington to address. We now have a major trade agreement with Canada and Mexico ready for approval. A deal that would create jobs and boost our economy. Meanwhile, we have not yet approved funding for the government, which expires next week, along with funding for our men and women in uniform. Instead, the Democrats have convened us once again to advance their operation to topple a duly elected president. I'll note that five Democrats on this committee had already voted to impeach this president before the Trump-Zelensky phone call occurred. In fact, Democrats have been vowing to oust President Trump since the day he was elected. So Americans can rightly suspect that his phone call with President Zelensky was used as an excuse for the Democrats to fulfill their Watergate fantasies.
But you know, folks, the dirty and inconvenient secret the Democrats don't want you to know is there are a bunch of vulnerable red state Democrats who would just as soon the whole thing go away. Joining us now to discuss the circus is Jenny Beth Martin, honorary chairman of the Tea Party Patriots Action. Jenny Beth, thank you for joining us again.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, you know, Democrats have gridlocked the work of the people in order to try and overturn an election. Have they passed anything other than, you know, some of their token things and some of the radical, you know, left policies, but they really haven't passed anything to benefit the people, have they?
No, they really have not passed anything to benefit the people. They could pass USMCA, which I think has wide bipartisan support across the country from voters. It would be good for our relations with Canada and Mexico, and it would create more jobs for Americans and help grow our economy even more. That's one thing they could be working on that they're not working on. We might not be able to agree on securing the border or other items that are big in our for our goals and our visions, but that's one thing it seems they should be able to agree on. Instead, we have an impeachment in search of evidence and an impeachment in search of a crime.
Well, that's, I love the way you put that. It is in search of, and if you watch, and my poor wife has had to tolerate as I record the stuff and then we get home from the store and then I watch ad nauseum and it's painful sometimes, but I watch all this stuff and I fast forward to the Democrats because I could care less what they have to say. But I watch the Republicans ask these questions and these witnesses have no evidence. It's all conjecture and feelings. It's like watching a therapy session. It really is. No wonder the Democrats brought in, you know, therapy dogs and counseling animals for people to pet the other day, because this is really about feelings. Oh, my feelings were hurt. Oh, I don't like his style. Oh, I don't like the fact that he tweeted out something mean. They don't have any evidence to back any of this up, though.
Yeah, they really don't. And I'll tell you what, a tweet is nothing like having the IRS target your political opponents.
No.
I can tell you that is far more intimidating than a tweet. The threat of garnishment, seizure, jail, it's ridiculous. So I have very little patience for that. I'm sorry you didn't like the tweet, but that's what this president does.
Yeah, well, I got news for Ambassador Yovanovitch. She was up there and she didn't like being tweeted at. At least she was up there. It's not too long ago Hillary Clinton left an ambassador dead and three other Americans dead in an embassy. At least she was alive to come home and cry on national television.
Yes, that's a very good point. It's a very, very good point indeed. So the hypocrisy doesn't matter to the left. The fact is, here are the important facts to remember. Both presidents, Zelensky and Trump, who were the people who participated in the phone call, who had the conversation, say there was no pressure on that call. We can read the transcript or the call summary, whatever you want to call it, the accounting of the call, and we can see there was no conditionality placed on the aid tied to investigations. We can see that the Ukrainians never announced publicly any sort of investigation into Burisma, and the aid flowed, the money flowed. That at the end of the day is what it's about. Today I noticed they're changing it from the funds to a meeting in the White House. It shifts from day to day what they're trying to pin on President Trump, because they can't actually get evidence that meets what they're trying to say.
Well, that's because Nancy Pelosi is the new Lucy in her football. They have to move the goalpost because eventually they're hoping something will stick. We're talking with Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party Patriots. So as I understand it, you guys plan to target vulnerable House Democrats from Trump districts if they continue to pander to their ultra liberal base and vote for this insanity, correct?
That is correct. We are we're targeting them with grassroots action, making sure that activists show up at offices, make phone calls, write letters to the editor, and defend President Trump against this impeachment sham. And I don't know what else you can call it but a sham. This is not what our founding fathers intended for impeachment to be about. And we want to make sure that these people who are supposed to be moderate Democrats, they're freshman Democrats, they were elected in congressional districts, which President Trump won in 2016, that the Democrats, before they go casting the vote to impeach President Trump, they consider the fact that then they are going to be asking people who vote for President Trump next November to turn around and vote for them, even though they voted to impeach the president of the United States and undo their voters and their constituents' election from 2016.
Now, would that include Kansas's 3rd District Congresswoman Charisse Davids? Because we've noticed how reluctant she's been to even mention the I word. She's been running from microphones like witnesses run from the Clintons.
It very well may. I cannot remember off the top of my head. I should have checked that before I did this call. But, you know, isn't that telling that how often is it that a politician runs away from a camera and a microphone? It's been my experience. One thing that will get them to show up is to have the news and a microphone right in front of their face. When they're running from it, you know they're scared.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she won't hold town halls. She's scheduled multiple in-person town halls, and then she's sick or she has to go back to D.C. I mean, there's been multiple of these. She's done a few of the, phone town halls where they take your calls. But amazingly, the people whose calls actually make it through are her supporters. You never have anybody who happens to get in and then ask a difficult question. So obviously those calls are screened. Jenny Beth, if people in Kansas in particular want to help you in your efforts to take out these Trump district Democrats, what can they do? Where can they go for more information?
So go to TrumpDefenseTeam.com. Again, that's TrumpDefenseTeam.com. We have weekly calls to action. We're going to have a national week of action 2 weeks into December. So not the week after Thanksgiving, but the following week, to make sure we are just turning up the volume and turning up the pressure as much as we can before they take this vote. Again, that's TrumpDefenseTeam.com. Sign up, join our list. follow that site and check it weekly for updates for what you can do to make a difference.
Well, Jenny Beth, we appreciate you. Appreciate the work that you're doing. I remember I was part of the Tea Party back in the day, and you guys are just carrying on that fight. We appreciate you. Thank you again for joining us. Carry on the fight. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.